This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. As the temperature drops, the homeless become vulnerable. That's the case in the Merrimack Valley, where there's a shortage of shelter and available beds. After last month's Columbia Gas home explosions, the utility brought in new housing options for their customers who were forced from their homes. The facilities are not full, but they're not being opened for the homeless, and some believe they should be. WBUR's Quincy Walters reports.
It's 9 o'clock Wednesday night, and about 40 homeless people are gathered at a bus garage in Lawrence. They gather for dinner, to socialize, get case management, or a haircut. Some sleep here. There's no protection from the cold, but there is a bit of protection from the chilly wind. Ralph Francois comes here every week.
You know, I just came, you know, to be around some good people, you know, talk around some good people, hopefully, you know what I'm saying? Came to eat, crack a little jokes with my friends, you know. Came to see, you know, opportunities are out there that, you know, I can step foot on.
This gathering is put on by an organization called the Movement Family. The get-together ends at 11.
When you still see people outside here in the cold weather, it hurts in the heart, so.
Michael Gorman, who started the Movement Family, says he sees the homeless seeking refuge in abandoned taxis and under bridges around Lawrence. He says there's a reason this Wednesday gathering is held at a bus station so late at night.
We wanted to definitely make sure it was after the buses were running. That was the number one thing. And then number two, we studied what time people were kind of going to sleep here, what time they were hanging out.
Already, before dinner, people are laying out blankets where they'll sleep until the buses come in the morning. As for Francois, he says tonight he'll be sleeping in a car. He's tried shelters, but hasn't had any luck.
Because, you know, the last time I tried to get in there, they told me they didn't have no beds due to the weather. People don't want to be out there at night, so.
The Daybreak shelter in Lawrence has filled all 51 beds. They fill up fast. The shelter has just received a donation of pillows. CEO Karina Popolardo says that kind of charity is sort of rare since last month's gas explosions.
There's been some neglect in the diversion of funds that we might have received from community people who, out of the generosity of their heart, are helping people during this tragic situation with the gas explosion.
What's particularly hard for Popolardo is knowing that there are available housing options. After the explosions, Columbia Gas brought in over 350 camping trailers for their customers, and there's a warming center where people can spend the night as a last resort.
But they are staffed with local police officers, so nobody can get in unless you can prove that you're affected in those areas.
What Popolardo means is that in order to take advantage of the alternative housing during the cold weather, you have to prove you are a Columbia Gas customer. In other words, someone who lives in a home. Popolardo says what upsets her the most is that those housing options aren't at capacity and that they could be used to help the city's homeless. Chris Bessie is with the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency, which is helping coordinate the disaster relief. He says many Columbia Gas customers opted to stay with family or are in hotel rooms booked by the utility. He says the warming center is seeing some use, just not much.
Depending on the night, one or two people, a pretty small group. And then during the day, there's been additional people that pop in, usually under a dozen or so, that may be looking for a place to get warm during the day or take a warm shower or get a warm meal so that they can use those services if they need it.
Is there any possibility that people who are not customers of Columbia Gas could get access to it, like somebody who's homeless or something?
Right now, the process through Columbia and through the local officials is that it's for those impacted customers. That any additional people who might need different social services can reach out to their local officials and determine, you know, what other options may be available to them through their existing programs.
The Lawrence mayor's office declined to comment for this story. A Columbia Gas spokesperson said the company will look into the issue.
Please bless this food that has been donated.
Back at the bus station, before the homeless are about to eat, before they find a semi-warm place for the cold night, someone says a prayer. Praying for a bed for all those who need one. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.